Do what, Laura? He did. He does a great job. I just can't keep up. I don't know. I'm just not that good. Yeah. All right. Those are the announcements. I'm going to preach tonight. I don't know how long it'll be, but I may have missed it somewhere, but I have literally, I think, never heard a sermon on the verse I'm going to preach on tonight. Proverbs chapter 25. And I think it's getting more and more relevant what we're going to talk about. I heard, before I tell you the subject, so Capital City with Adam Thompson, some of y'all know of Capital City. I know Pastor Adam, they started doing door-to-door, like a little bit after coronavirus, and they started doing that, and they were getting very bad response from it. And so they stopped doing it because it was not accomplishing what, and not only was it not accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish, it was causing harm to the church. People were talking about, I can't remember all of the details. I just remember they had started it and there was such a bad response from the neighborhoods and the people that they just said, we can't keep doing this and creating these problems. And so they stopped doing it. And Proverbs chapter 25, verse 17, this in the increased world of technology, digital technology, and news programs, people now, we have become people who do not listen to other people. We just live in our own, I've said it before, but we live in our own worlds and don't listen. And that's when I haven't watched news in I don't know how long. I just don't watch it. To me, it's such a waste of time. And especially when you just have talking heads on there who are just screaming at each other. Nobody's listening to anybody. Nobody cares what the other one says. It's just a matter of talking. I just want to tell you my point. And that's all I want to do is just tell you my point of view. And I listen to all kinds of things during the day. I listen to a lot of sermons mostly. But I'll listen to people with other points of view because I really want to hear. And I don't want to get caught in the trap of not listening to people who have, you know, genuine things to say and real things to say that may not necessarily agree with what I think in my own life. And so Proverbs chapter 25, you'll see how some of this applies as we go through it, I think. Proverbs 25, verse 17, I've literally never heard, I don't think I've ever heard a sermon on this verse or this subject, to tell you the truth. But it is a very narrow subject, but I think it's getting more and more appropriate as time goes on and as we sort of live on top of each other technologically and physically. This becomes more and more appropriate. Proverbs 25:17, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. What does that sound like that means to you? What does it sound like it means? Yeah, don't wear out your welcome. Don't go where you're not wanted. And eventually people may stop listening to you, not because they're not spiritual, they just don't want you around them. And so a couple of thoughts come to mind. I read this verse, and I've had this in my mind for a while, and I thought about part of this years ago, I guess, passing out tracts, and I was of the opinion, the typical spiritual opinion, that if people don't want a tract, it's because they're wicked. You know, you hand them a tract, no, no, thank you. And then I stepped back from that thought a little bit and thought, you know, people are marketed everywhere. Everybody's trying to give them stuff and get them hooked on something. And they may not necessarily be rejecting God. They may just be not wanting to be marketed. They may not want to have more advertising put in their hand. They may not want to listen to more advertising because every time they open their emails, they have advertising. Every time they open Facebook, they have advertising. Every time they open social media, they have advertising. Every time they go anywhere, they have advertising. And they are the merchandise. And people get tired of that. People just get tired of that. And so in this, what I'm going to talk about tonight is hopefully get you a little more sensitive and a little more maybe thoughtful about other people and listen to other people and step back and not just have something to say, because you can have something good to say, but how it's presented or how it's put forth may destroy whatever you have to say. I'll give you an example. If I break into your house tonight at midnight, just hypothetical, I'm not going to do that, just hypothetical. If I pick the lock and I break into your house tonight and I flip on the lights in your bedroom and I say, hey, Jesus loves you. What I'm saying is it's true, it's good. But how I'm presenting it in your life, it's not good. It's not appropriate. So not every rejection of the gospel or every rejection of a tract or every rejection of, you know, an attempt to speak to someone is a godless, wicked person. They may just not be accepting your method right now because they've had it so much. And they're just done with it. And so I used to have this, I don't do it this way, and we haven't knocked doors for a while since COVID stuff, but I used to have this way of being super spiritual when, you know, you'd come to a door and it'd say, no soliciting. I'd say, well, we're not selling anything. Well, that sounds great, but the person behind the door says, we're tired of people coming to our door. Meaning this method is not going to enter my life. I don't want to hear from people knocking on my door. And so it's easy for someone to say, wicked, going to hell, and you know they don't want to hear the gospel. No, they just don't want to be marketed that way. They just don't want that encroachment in their life. So Proverbs, he says, and this is a verse in the Bible. This isn't like something out there that's not true. This is, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. Meaning, he got tired of you being in his life. You know, they say guests are like fish. After a day, they both stink. Or something like familiarity breeds contempt. Or good fences make good neighbors. That's true. And don't take advantage of people's hospitality, because I tell you what, people will be hospitable much longer than they will listen to you. They will allow you, and they won't say anything, but they will allow you to enter into their lives much longer than they will listen to you. Because people are generally just trying to get along and not trying to hurt other people's feelings. And so they'll let you be in their life much longer than they'll listen to what you have to say. And usually, I mean, there are some signs when you're not welcome anymore. They may just say, you're not welcome. Just get out of my, I don't want to hear it. No soliciting. I'm not listening to people knocking on my door. I'm not answering the door. I don't want this in my life. Not that you're evil, not that they're evil. It's just, I've been marketed this way enough and I'm tired of it. So I'm going to delete this part of these people's entrance into my life. Maybe they'll tell you, maybe they just stop talking to you. You're over at their house, but they stop communicating. You know what? They're done. They're tired. They've had enough. It's time to move on now. Or here's one. Here's one. It's not about them. It's about you. Maybe you've stopped listening to them. And when you've stopped listening, you've worn out your welcome. Because you ought to treat people like you want to be treated. You want to be heard. You want to. I mean, that's the whole point. You're going there so you can tell them your opinion about something. You want to be heard. Well, give them the courtesy and listen to what they have to say. So when you've stopped listening, you know what? You've worn out your welcome. That's it. There's nowhere else for this to go. So the truth of the matter is people can wear out their welcomes. People can reject your message, not because they hate God, but just because they're just done with people entering into their lives. And there's a parable over there in Luke chapter 11. Here's an illustration of hospitality and how people work. That's not the point of this parable, but it's in the parable. In Luke chapter 11, you've got this parable of this neighbor who needs bread, or he wants bread. And so in the middle of the night, he starts banging on his neighbor's door. I need bread, I need bread, I need bread, I need bread, I need bread. The neighbor tries to just lay in bed and let it go. But he keeps banging on the door. I need bread, 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 I need bread. And eventually, the guy gets up. And you know why he gets up? Because he's tired of his visitor. He's tired of this guy in his life. And he says, because of his importunity, meaning there was no opportunity there, this guy just made an opportunity by forcing his way into this person's life. Now, that's not the point of the parable. The point is to contrast that God the Father is not a neighbor who's asleep. God is a good father. That's the point of the parable. But within the parable, you understand, people will be hospitable or will act hospitable even if they're going to reject whatever it is you're doing, and that they just want you to get away from them. So that's the truth of the matter. It may not be a spiritual thing. It may just be, and in this age of technology, you know it, cell phones. If you don't work, you got cell phones, and you have access, and people have access into your lives at an exhausting rate. People can enter into your life just any time of day, and it can be exhausting. And used to, you know, maybe when there wasn't this level of technology and communication, there would have to be a concerted effort to go down to the neighbor's house or make plans to get together or something. Now, you know, you can send a text message and be in somebody's life just like that. And you can do it 24 hours a day. It doesn't mean, though, that you have to just because you can. It doesn't mean that you have to be in their lives just because you can. Here's a thought on that. You ought to step back, if this wherever it applies, step back and let the Holy Spirit do some work and allow the Holy Spirit to work. Because I guarantee you, if they're done listening to your conversation, your continued conversation is just quenching the work of the Holy Spirit. They're not listening anymore. They're trying to figure out, how do I get this person out? How do I get this person to leave without being mean or hateful or hurtful? That's generally the way people are. That's just sort of the, people are just generally like that. And what I'm saying is, you may have something very valuable to say, but they may not want to hear it that particular way. They may not want to hear it that often. They may want to digest it. They may needs some time to think about what you've said. From our perspective, I just want us, when we read a verse like that, you and I ought to be, we ought to quit talking and listen. Listen to people. You used to see people talk over each other all the time. They're just talking over people. They're just talking over each other. Like, I got something to say. It's like that whole, that Brian Regan comedy bit where it's like he's got something to say and he just wants to talk about himself. And it's just like, as soon as your mouth stops moving, then I can start talking. You know, I'm just waiting for your mouth to stop moving so I can tell you about my life. It's like, just take a break. Slow down. Slow down. Let people digest all the information that they're being fed every day. Quit talking. Listen. Here's another one. Earn the ability to speak to people. Earn the ability to speak to people. Don't force your way into their lives. Earn the ability, and that way they'll listen. Earn it. How do you earn it? You treat them like you would want to be treated. You want to be heard. Listen. And not just pretend to listen so that you have an opportunity to talk. Listen. You may learn something. You may learn something from them. They may have a real valid thought on something that you hadn't thought about. Quit talking, listen, earn the ability to speak to people. Here's the thought. Leave people wanting to see you again rather than wishing you've never come back. I mean, really. Leave them wanting to see you again instead of wishing you'd never come back. Don't be the friend. As you may not be able to avoid it, but as best as you can, don't be the friend who, when their number pops up, the other person on the other end says, oh no. Like, oh gosh, I got to deal with this one. You all have people like that. I can see your faces. It's constant invasions of privacy, and technology has made it so that you can invade people's privacy all the time, literally all the time. And people get tired of others entering into their lives. Look, in the economy, let's do a little economics here. In the economy, when something is scarce, is it more valuable or less valuable? It's more valuable. So when you have more of an abundance of it, what does it become? Less valuable. It just becomes less valuable. It's an economic principle. It's a stinky fish principle. It's all that. I told you I had to learn some of this stuff of just trying to step back and really observe and listen. And when I'm interacting with somebody about the gospel, talking to somebody about the Lord, it's really easy to just say, yeah, well, that guy doesn't want to hear because he's just going to hell. He's just wicked. No, he may not want to hear because he's tired of hearing that way, or he doesn't want another piece of paper shoved in his hand. Maybe. That may be a real thing. He may be tired of being marketed. And so you got to be diligent to listen, to observe, and to think about people as people and treat them the way you want to be treated. You want to be heard? Well, earn the right to be heard. Listen. And don't just, again, put up a facade of listening. Listen. Listen to them. In what we're talking about, I guess the basic point of this, I'm going to show you a New Testament verse that goes along with what we just read and talked about. I want to help all of us to listen more, Because that would be helpful to society in general. Just listen more. Just you don't have to talk, just listen. Listen to what someone has to say. They got a point of view and they got a background. You may not agree with it, but don't be afraid of the conclusions they've come to in their life. Just listen to them. You don't have to be afraid of the conclusions they've come to. They came from somewhere, and they got some reasons to believe what they believe. Just listen, and try to empathize. Try to put yourself in their position. Just because somebody is being hospitable. Here's this verse in Proverbs: withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house. You know what he's saying? You need to do that. You do that. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee. You need to judge that. You need to gauge that. You pay attention to the neighbor. Pay attention to who you're talking to. And if they've shut you off, they've stopped communicating, you know what? Too much. It's too much. Time to step back. Time to okay, hey, we're going to pack our stuff and go. It was good visiting with y'all tonight. We're going to go. See you later. It's just time to take a break. We had I don't know if I should say this. I know, yeah, just put a thing over the camera, turn it off. We had this thing, and I know my mom and dad are probably watching, but this is history. So, mom, dad, I love you. This is just an example. This is just an example. I'm gonna tell you. So it was years ago. So we had this deal, and we learned that after 3 days together, the relationship just fell apart. So if we went up to Fort Worth and spent more than 3 days, after 3 days, it's just fighting and arguing and whatever. So we just had this rule. We're going to spend 3 days, and then we're done. We go home. You come down, spend 3 days, you go home. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it works. Because for whatever the reason was, whatever the dynamic was, after 3 days, it just fell apart. So you have to observe these things, make some judgments, and Proverbs says, withdraw thy foot. That means you need to pay attention. Watch. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate your God. No, he just hates you. He's just tired of hearing you. He wants you to leave his house. He's got other business to do. You know, he worked all day. He worked all week. Maybe he worked 2 weeks in a row and he just got home. And it's just like, you know what? I don't want to think about this right now. I got kids. I got a family. I got other stuff to do. So don't wear out your welcome. Listen to people. Think about how they're perceiving you. And you may not get it right every time, but you ought to think about it at least. You ought to consider how people are hearing you. And don't ask them if they're wore out, because they're going to tell you they're not. Until they're really wore out, and then they'll tell you they're done. But generally, if you ask them, they're going to say, no, you're fine. And generally, that's the answer you're going to get. So you need to be observant. You need to pay attention. Listen. Think about what you're saying. Think about what they're saying. And then here it is in 1 Peter. Look in 1 Peter. I'll give you the New Testament version of this, and we'll wrap it up. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. This is so wild. What this comes, this list of people is. First Peter 4:15. Watch this list. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, and that's bad. As a thief. As an evildoer, or what? As a busybody in other men's matters. Can you believe he put that in the list of murderers? You know why he did that? Those are all people who don't respect other people. Murderers, thieves, evildoers, they don't care about other people. Somebody who's busy in other people's matters, they don't care about other people. That's the commonality in that list. I just thought it was interesting. He puts murderers, thieves, evildoers, and busybodies in other people's matters. And Peter says, don't suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, and by the way, as a busybody who's always in other people's matters. Stay out of other people's lives. I mean, and I don't want to give you the impression, though, that you're not supposed to preach the gospel. You're not supposed to tell others about the Lord, because you are. We are. We're supposed to. But you also need to be sympathetic and empathetic to how they're hearing, or how they're not hearing, or how they're listening, or whether they want you to come around that way. And so you try to, people are individuals, and this way may not work with this person, and this way may not work with this person, or this way may work better, or this one, you may need to tell them once, or listen to them, and then just back off. I don't know, people are individuals. The point is, just like he said in Proverbs, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate thee. He's not rejecting your message. He's just tired of you being in his house. He's not rejecting what you're saying because he's evil and wicked and going to hell. He's just rejecting you because he's tired of you hanging around. So it's a really practical thing. It really is a practical thing. And it's getting even more practical the way technology has become intrusive into people's lives, because you can get into people's lives 24 hours a day, but just because you can doesn't mean you need to. It doesn't mean you need to be there. So I guess the thoughts are pretty simple. You may not even believe a verse like that's in Proverbs, but it's in Proverbs. And it's about people just wearing out their welcome. They just don't do it. Pay attention. Solomon says, look, just pay attention. Pay attention. Listen. Consider them before you. And then pray about it. And then make some judgments about how to proceed. But be very, very sensitive to their space, their privacy. I was reading an article about privacy as a sort of a commodity of people. It's like a the way the article worded it was like an element of human dignity, and we sort of talked about that. I don't know if maybe the way they define dignity, I don't know, but I just noticed if you've ever been to other countries, privacy is a it is a product of civilization. What I mean by that is, you go to other parts of the world where people don't have money, and they live on top of each other, and they're just all over each other because they can't afford privacy. They can't afford to be somewhere that's private. But when people have the ability to be private, that's what they do. They get a house, they spread out, they put a fence around their house, and they live with their family. And so it's sort of a product of a civilized group of people. Privacy is just it was kind of an interesting article, but it sort of went along with the whole thought process of being civilized and civil toward people, and being considerate and being thoughtful, and just paying attention to other people's needs. So I'm not saying. I'm not saying you don't need to talk to people about the Lord. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying you need to listen to people. I am saying you need to empathize with people. I am saying you need to consider their privacy. I am saying you need to consider their life. And so there, that verse in the Bible, Proverbs, and Peter, Peter says, don't suffer as a busybody who's just in other people's matters. Because you can suffer being a busybody in other people's matters, and it's not a spiritual thing. It's not about they hate God or Jesus. It's just that you're just involved in their life too much, and now you're going to suffer for it. So take it for what it is. It's something that's been on, I thought about years ago. I never really put a sermon to it, but recently it's just seemed more and more appropriate with technology, with even, I'll tell you, even in our culture in Beeville, in rural Beeville, families have land. They live on top of each other sometimes, and there's just a lot of interaction between families, and it can get old. It can get real old. So anyhow, just some thoughts, some very practical, I think, thoughts about listening to people, empathizing with people, and truly, truly listening. Let people, give people their space. Let them tell you where they're coming from, and let them, I don't know, just they've got a point of view. Listen to them. Father, thank you so much for your words. Thank you so much for salvation in Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I pray, we've covered this verse from all kinds of aspects here, but not necessarily a gospel presentation, but just a way of living life verse. It's like other Proverbs. I pray you'd help us apply these things, and thank you so much for your words. Thank you for each soul that's here this evening. I pray you bless each soul for being here, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.